Psalm 91 is real. It is. And God has provided a way that even though we are persecuted, we're talked about, and all these things, that he will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Light had darkness had never conquered light, and darkness never will. Amen. So, how do I overcome hurtful and abusive relationships? What did God do? The first thing, he ordained what? Order. Marriage. Where a man will take to him a wife. And they too will become what? One flesh. Now listen to, go ahead and put the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And verse 1, and I read 1 down through the 3rd. The King James first, and then we're going to read the Passion. It says, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Do what? Be ye followers of me, am I also of Christ. Now listen what he said to him. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinance as I deliver them to you. Keep going. But I would have you know, notice that statement, but I will what? Have you know. See what you know you can do. I will have you know. And when you understand this, you know how to enter in a relationship and how to carry out responsibilities. So he said, I will have you know that the head of every man is who? Christ. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Now we're going to qualify that because there's some wrong thinking about being head and what it entails. All right, go to the Passion. Let's read that from the Passion. I want you to pattern your lives after me. Just as I pattern my life, pattern mine after Christ. Okay? As I give you full credit, but always keeping in mind, as you follow carefully the substance of my instruction that I have taught you, okay? But I want you to understand that Christ is the source of every human life. I'm going to read that again. Christ is what? The source of every human life. Excuse me. Every human alive. And Adam was the source of Eve, and God is the source of the Messiah. Christ is the source of every human alive. That means our total dependency. Our total dependency and well-being, what we do is dependent on Christ. Amen. He's the source. No other one. And this is why this is where deception comes in. And this is where when we try or seek to live our lives apart from these instructions and these guidelines, trying to do it in human effort or being influenced by an evil one, it brings destruction. It starts with that person, that family, and that family produces another family that's full of destruction and abuse stuff, which we're going to talk about later. But I just want you to see when a person or couple try to or will set out to come together and not have Christ at the head of that union, they start out with trouble. I don't care how much money they make. I don't care how much people pat them on the back. I don't care how important they say they are in the community. They're trouble, trouble, trouble. Amen. And I don't care how many natural things they do, how they recognize in the community for the work they do, but it will not keep that family in the love of God, in the peace of God. They're headed for trouble. Many you see start out, they look good. They was a beautiful couple. They were doing good in the eyes of society. Next thing you know, there was a divorce. And what's so sad, brother and sister, at one time, I hadn't checked it lately, but one time the church was out in front of the world with divorce. That's what was real sad. Okay. Sowers. I want to deal with the sowers, the head. Notice that in the third verse, said Christ is the source of every human alive. Okay. The Greek word, I thought I had it nailed down, and I'm going to spell it, and you can write it down and work with it. Although the Greek word, K-E-P-H-A-L-E, kephalpha, something like that, found three times in this verse, can be head. It's found three times in this verse, can be head. It is used figuratively. Now listen to it real good. It is not used in the Greek literature or scripture as head. Now listen how it's not used. In the literature and scripture as head over, I'm a chief, I'm a ruler, or to say that Christ is the head of every man means that he is the source of our lives and faith as head of the body of Christ. See, he's not the head to dominate as chief. I can't say anything. I tell you what to do and you do it. Y'all got to hear me now. God did not make you that way. To be ruled by force, pressure, control. I don't care what you think. You do it because I said it. He didn't make us that way. That's what he's saying. Are you getting it? So, glory to God. So, Christ is the head, as in the head of a river. A river he leads. He leads. It flows. You got it? Not force, not dominate. You got to do it. You know why? Let me say it while I'm here. Every one of us is like God. God made us that way. We were born that way. We were begotten of love. You can choose to serve God, obey him, or you can walk away. God won't do a thing.